Well, it is Tuesday here at the East-West Shrine Game in St. Petersburg, Florida. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net taking a look now at the East team wide receiver defensive back one-on-ones from the stands here. A little different angle for you. And we'll start on the near side coming up on the next play. We're going to have Georgia Tech wide receiver. We're going to have Trey McBride of William & Mary going up against the LSU safety. Tony, what do you see from these two guys?
You know, McBride's a speedster. He's a vertical guy. Slips on the route there. It's been slippery because we had some intense rains last night, and guys have been slipping during the drills. McBride's more of a vertical home run type of guy with the speed necessary to stretch the field. As I said in the preview on Sunday, plays a little bit soft at times. Kind of gathers into his catches and finishes plays running out of bounds. But so far, he's done a good job the past 2 days.
That was Ronald Martin, the LSU safety. As we see Keith Mumphrey from Michigan State on the far side there working against the Tennessee cornerback. Let's focus on the near side once again. This will be the big, tall Georgia Tech wide receiver, Darren Waller, who goes 6'6", 240, going up against the James Madison safety.
Yes, James Madison safety is a big guy, but you just see the complete mismatch right there by Waller. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's able to knock the defensive back off the line of scrimmage and basically get a free release, get down the field and make the catch. That's the second play in a row. Or second repetition in a row that Waller's done that just physically beat down his opponent and made the reception a good 30 yards down the field.
All right, let's look at the far side now. One of the more intriguing prospects of the week, Devin Gardner from Michigan, the former quarterback. And he drops the ball. A nice route, but he cannot complete the catch working against Cam Thomas, the cornerback from Western Kentucky.
A lot of inconsistency from Gardner, which you would expect. Basically, he's making a transition to a new position. He's shown some good things, but it's kind of spotty. I mean, the upside is there, but you're probably going to take him in the late rounds.
All right, Damian Parms from Florida Atlantic guarding Andre Davis from South Florida. And a nice job at the catch point by Andre Davis on the pass from... That was Taylor Heineke from Old Dominion.
Taylor Heineke, very accurate the past couple of days. You know, Davis is he's a natural pass catcher. He runs good routes. He gets up, and he's got soft, natural hands. Glad to see him compete on that play because he tends to play a little bit soft at times.
All right, on the near side now, on this next repetition, we'll be able to take a look at one of the players you find intriguing, Tony, and that's Ty Smith, the cornerback from Towson.
Yeah, he's looked very good in drills. Quick feet, smooth hips, hasn't been slipping like a lot of the guys have. He did a solid job yesterday, but big-time opportunity for him. I think that's a good job to doesn't let the receiver freely release from the line of scrimmage. A guy, again, you may be going to take him in the late rounds, a dime back special teams player at the next level.
A good job there as Hudson Mason with the overthrow from Georgia. Anthony Boone, the quarterback from Duke, now taking over as we see Keith Mumphrey from Michigan State on the far side working against Parrish Gaines from the Naval Academy.
Mumphrey should have the advantage here. He seemed off the line quickly. Mumphrey's a good pass catcher. He basically lost out to Tony Lippitt at Michigan State, the headlines, and didn't see the ball as much, but he's got good size and speed. On film, he makes plays consistently, or I should say he makes plays when the ball's thrown to him. He's just got to increase his productivity.
Waller again on the near side here working against Ronald Martin. And a little five-yard hitch route. Looks like we'll get a chance to see Devin Gardner again on the far side.
What you'd like to see there with Waller extending his hands to make the reception away from his frame. You don't want to you want sound fundamentals here. No body catching, no letting the ball get inside you.
Yeah, really a good read there from Dietrich Bonner, the safety from Virginia Tech. I guess he knew what was coming there.
Well, yeah, but still, the ability to break to the ball and get there on time, that shows a lot. Bonner was a guy who was a sophomore, showed a lot of skill, but his plays leveled off. He's displayed a lot of, you know, those big-time flashes here the past 2 days. Hopefully that's the sign of things to come.
What's interesting about this drill, Tony, is that we're getting a chance to see a lot of safeties in one-on-one pass coverage against these wide receivers, something that, will be telling for their ability at the next level.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday because you want to know if a guy like Derek Bonner, you know, can play over the slot receiver at the next level. You know, if they're lining up three and four receivers on a Sunday and you're a safety, you got to be able to come up 5 yards off the line of scrimmage and play against that wide receiver. That's why this drill is important and telling and really will help or potentially depress a player's draft stock.
This is Dean Marlowe, the safety from James Madison in coverage against Andre Davis, who has, as you said, had a pretty good week.
He has, and as you see with Marlowe there, he wasn't able to do it. Basically gave a soft cushion, was not able to plant and break to the throw, and gave up what was a 15, 20-yard underneath route there. So that's not what scouts want to see from a safety like Marlowe, the inability to play in man-to-man situations.
Yeah, a little illegal contact there as Mumphrey does not make the reception, but probably would have drawn a flag as Craig Mager, the corner from Texas State, there in coverage.
Mumphrey did everything right there but catch the ball. He was able to get off the jam. He ran a good route. He got free, but he dropped the pass. You can't do that.
Trey McBride with a nice stutter step, but unable to connect from Hudson Mason. And, Tony, I think that will do it as we take a look here at the East-West game. Corners versus wide receivers and safeties, I suppose. For Tony Pauline, I'm Bo Wolf.